Hello and welcome to continue your journey to freedom from alcohol. In the previous section, we prepared our strong decision. So we burst the alcohol bubbles, the beliefs that keep us stuck in addiction. And then we knocked the king alcohol off its pedestal. And in this part, we make a strong decision that holds. Many times in your life, you've probably woken up in the morning and decided, having a hangover, that it's over. Today, I will not drink. I will never drink again. You must have promised yourself many times that you would start a new life. And in that moment, that resolution has strengthened and inspired you. And with it, you have got out of bed and started a new day and a new life. But then, as the day has gone on, and those morning thoughts start to fade, you've started to question your decision. Why can't I drink today? I can stop later. I don't have a problem. I'm sure other people drink a lot more than I do. And if I were to drink in moderation from now on, then before long, you look forward to the moment when you can drink and get that reward at the end of a hard day's work or to celebrate the weekend. And then in the morning, the same anxiety is there again. You decide, never again. That's it. I'm quitting. And the squirrel wheel is complete. Every time you make a decision and break it, you undermine your self-confidence. I gave up smoking many times in my life, as well as alcohol. And each time I fell into it again. And the reason was just that I thought, I can do it later. I can quit smoking or drinking later. And it was only when I understood that it's not enough to make a strong decision. But I also had to decide never to let myself question this decision. That's when I finally succeeded. For as soon as you let the thought, what if, into your mind, you're already on a dangerous path. The moment you start to question your decision, then in that very second, it's all about self-discipline. You start balancing between the angel on one shoulder and the wine devil on the other. Usually, that's it. It's the wine devil that wins. Exercising self-discipline takes energy, which you probably don't have much of after struggling with alcohol for so long. That's why the devil wins and makes you break a resolution and promise you made to yourself. Self-discipline is not the answer to any life change anyway, because it may work once or twice. But before long, you get tired of it and go back to your old habits. That's why it's extremely important never to question that decision. So break that squirrel wheel now, see how easily it starts, and make the change easy for yourself. Make a decision to free yourself from alcohol, and then immediately after that, make a decision to never ever question your decision to leave alcohol. If you haven't quit drinking yet, ask yourself, are you ready to make the big decision now? And if you are, do it. Think about never having to feel ashamed or guilty about alcohol again. You can now free yourself from it. You don't have to think that you'll be an alcoholic for the rest of your life or an alcoholic who can't drink. You're free the moment you close the cap and start living your life. Make a strong decision and mark it on your calendar or on paper or wherever you write it down. But in any case, set a time when you will do it. I made that big decision well in advance, and I set the moment when I would quit alcohol for good. Although I did call it a gap year from wine at first, at least to others, it was easier that way. You can do the same if you want. I had decided that I would celebrate my friends and my own 40th birthday that year, and then after the last party I would stop, and so I did. And it was really easy, because I was so prepared for it, and had been working for so long that I was really looking forward to the day when I could quit alcohol. I had psyched myself into it so strongly. And that's what you need to do now. And that's what I recommend you do to make this change so that it's easy and wonderful. And you stick with it. Start actively preparing yourself for your new life and read and complete your list of all the good things that come with leaving alcohol. In other words, start dreaming about all the wonderful things that will happen when you stop drinking. And also list the bad things that alcohol brings into your life. List everything that you want and will get rid of when you stop drinking alcohol. And then, when you drink it for the last time, do it. Okay, I drank at the party and I quit the next day, but it's very effective. I saw a documentary where they did this, where the subject had to drink alcohol with no stimuli, no TV, no magazines, no music, no cell phone. They just sat there and drank and recorded their own thoughts. It can be very revealing because it makes you realize that alcohol doesn't really relax you. It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you have fun. So it's worth doing this kind of human experiment as a last resort if you're still going to drink. But if you've already quit, don't do it again under any circumstances. If you really haven't given up, one option, which is not for everyone, is to drink until you have a hangover. So that you will definitely have a bad memory of alcohol and no false illusions. In the morning, feel how you feel when you wake up. You can write down the feelings you have about yourself and your life. You can use it later in the process to help you if you have a weak moment and start to crave alcohol, then remember that feeling. And then throw away all the alcohol in your home. So don't leave any alcohol at home in case you have a weak moment. It's better that you don't get your hands on alcohol easily. Of course, if you have a partner who uses alcohol and you believe and trust yourself that you won't drink, then why not? I had friends over in those early days, and they might have a few, and they would leave some cider or beer behind. So I luckily experienced no desire to drink them. And I returned them to friends the next time I saw them. But you know yourself best, and if you feel it's a risk, then by all means don't have any alcohol in the house. Once you've made a strong decision and put the cap on, it's time to build the tools that will keep you strong in the weak moments. We are all individuals. Some are motivated by measurement, and others are anxious about it. Take this opportunity to use the tools that are right for you. 1. Download the Soberisti app on your phone, which counts sober days and money and time saved. It acts as an additional incentive, and as a course participant, you'll also get into the peer community of Soberistis there. There you can anonymously get and give support to others in the same situation. 2. Take a photo of yourself without flash in good light. Take a picture of yourself every month and you'll notice the change in your eyes and skin. 3. Measure your waist and weigh yourself and record the readings in your booklet. Measure yourself once a month at the same time in the future. I recommend doing it in the morning. You will notice a change. Although, at some point when you realize that you're in a sugar trap, because there's a lot of sugar in wine, even in the driest wine, you may even find that your weight goes up a little bit. You may start to use sugary treats in the same calcium need and in the same way that you used to use alcohol. It's that addictive behavior that you learn to recognize. However, there is no need to stress about that at this stage. You should focus on one thing now, getting off alcohol, and later, when you are strong at that, you can start working on cutting down on sugar. This course will give you the tools to do that, both in the training sessions and in the messages of encouragement. 4. Record in your notebook your baseline of anxiety, fear, shame, guilt, depression, and fatigue. This is how we measure the changes that take place in our mind, well-being, and endurance. When you quit alcohol, you start to get a lot more restorative sleep, among other things, and that has a huge impact on your well-being. Record these readings now, right from the start, and then record them every week from then on and monitor the change. Rate your situation from 0 to 5 by answering the following statements. I am anxious. I experience fear. I feel shame. I feel guilty. I feel depressed. I feel tired. Please rate them on a scale of 0 to 5, where 0 is not at all, 1 is sometimes a little, 2 constantly a little, 3 all the time a little, 4 all the time significantly, 5 all the time so much that it interferes with everyday life. Well, now you've made a strong decision and you've also decided that you will never ever question it again. You won't let yourself undermine your decision and blame everything on self-discipline. Self-discipline is not a viable tool for permanent life change. By making better tools now to maintain motivation, you commit yourself to change. In the next section, the final section of this first episode, you will strengthen your decision, anchor it, and use more tools to keep it strong and overcome the temptations and weak moments that may arise at some point. But before that, carefully build the tools in this section and put them to use right away. Return to them from time to time on your sober, wine-free, alcohol-free journey, so you don't forget them. Good luck and joy in your work of change.